Hey everybody, welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, networking ninja, working with my clients to help them make more money one connection at a time. I'm also a personal finance blogger and influencer, as you can tell by some of the content on the shows that I share. The goal with Michelle is Money Hungry is to help connect people with alternate ways of making a life by bettering your financial lives, sharing wisdom from other amazing people across the personal finance space and other industries who are killing it financially, but maybe they had a debt freedom journey and now they've created their best lives and just kind of sharing all the things. A couple things before we get started with the show. Today's show is me. The first thing is I have a book that is coming out. I'm really excited. I will share the link for the book if you'd like to get notifications. I'll be sending out a chapter in the next couple of weeks. So definitely if you would like to keep track of that, stay in touch and keep up with the book shenanigans, I would love to have you connect with me on that. The book is called Unsexy, a Savage AF Book About Money. So the book is really focused on talking about being in the middle of your personal finance journey and how that's a really intense place to be because you almost see the summit. There's this incredible incline called Manitou Incline in Colorado. It's similar to the Stairway to Heaven in Hawaii. And basically, it's this insane, insane stairway that you walk up a mountain. And you don't really walk up it. You kind of climb and you crawl. And sometimes you cry a little bit and then you keep going and you feel like you might have a heart attack. But anyway, that's the Manitou Incline in Colorado Springs. It's on the side of the mountain and it's insane. It's insane. And I kind of feel like that experience is similar to debt repayment and a debt freedom journey. It's just, it's painful. It can be really painful. But when you get to the end, the reward is so incredible. And the funny thing with the Manitou Incline that I should mention is there's a false summit. So there's a point where you think you're done. And it's like, psych, sorry, you're not even close. And then you keep going. What I consider the false summit for debt repayment is that point where you're in the middle, where you're getting so close and then something kind of happens, you backslide and then you have to keep going. So if you are interested in keeping up with the book, definitely check out the show notes. It'll give you a link to the book. So I hope you will find that interesting. And today's show notes will be at michelleismoneyhungry.com/debt journey. You can just go to that link. Let's get this show going. Day, I was talking to my friend Sandy Smith, and she runs the website Yes I Am Cheap. She's also the founder of the Hustle Crew, and we're in touch literally every single day. Almost every single day, we're in touch. And she brought it to my attention that I didn't really talk about my debt that much, which was interesting to me because it was interesting to me that she noticed it actually. And she's known me for a long time. I started blogging about personal finance from a debt journey perspective and just sharing the situation that I was in and the stress and just the anxiety. And I was in a really bad place when I first started blogging about money. And over time, I learned a lot. I learned how to lower my overall expenses. In fact, over the course of a couple of years, I was able to lower my overall expenditures by $13,500, which was significant at this point. I need to actually look at that number again because I think I've lowered my expenditures probably by $15,000 to $20,000 because I just spend a small amount. I'm still living the same quality of life, but I've just learned how to get the same things for a lot less or to get similar quality for a lot less. And I was like, wow, you know what? I did stop talking about my debt freedom journey. I still have debt. I'm still on the journey. And I think I know why. The first reason is paying off debt is painful. Like, it is a very painfully intense and emotional experience. And it's hard to talk about something all the time. I don't always want to talk about paying off my debt. I don't always want to talk about how it makes me feel. I don't always want to talk about the emotional side of the process, but I feel like I'm in a space, in a mental place where I'm ready to start talking about it again. And there are a couple reasons why. One is I've been in the false summit part of my journey where just some things got messed up. I made a few mistakes financially. And I'm like, oh my God, are you serious? And now I'm starting to really double down and focus. But there are a couple of things to note about paying off your debt. There's a point where you can't out frugal your debt. And I owe Kara Perez from Bravely a shout out on that idea of you can't out frugal your debt. There's just a point where you have to make more money. And you'll notice that on my website, which now is called Michelle is Money Hungry, when before it was called the Shop My Closet Project, which was really focused on frugality and that kind of thing. Now it's about let's make money. And the shift in topics, if you will, signals the evolution in how I think about my situation. At this point, I want to make as much freaking money as I possibly can. Why? Because I can't outfrugal my debt. And honestly, I don't want to outfrugal my debt. I want to have so much money that I can just make dollar bills and $100 bills rain. Like, I want to have ridiculous amounts of money, not because I'm greedy, but because having a ridiculous amount of money allows you a ridiculous amount of power and possibilities to help other people, to help yourself, to feel secure financially. And there's a reason why I'm so focused now on passive income and doing things that I love that serve other people and help them, but make me money. And I'm completely unapologetic about it. And quite honestly, I want to get my debt done. And that's the other side of the coin. The more money I make, the faster I can pay off this debt. And emotionally, I'm going to say that for, you know, the last year or so, I've been very tired. And we had an election, we had crazy stuff going on. Like, living in the U.S. for me in the past year or so has not been a relaxing endeavor. It's been stressful. And I had family stuff going on. That's been stressful. I've just been under a lot of stress. And those are things that I cannot control. I cannot control the crazy time that we're in. I can't control other people's actions, but I can control what I do about my finances. And now I've decided, based on Sandy kind of being like, hey, like, you never talk about this. Why don't you talk about it? I'm going to start talking about debt on Mondays in particular. I want to kind of talk more about the emotional side of debt and what's going on and what I'm working towards, because I think it's important for me to share it again. And I don't know if I would call it excited, but I'm looking forward to being held accountable and also just working towards my monetary goals, my earnings goals. So we'll see how that goes. Also, I'm publishing a book. It is called Unsexy, a Savage AF Book About Money. I mentioned it at the top of the show. And basically, the book is for those of us who are in the middle of our debt repayment process. A lot of books that we get are from people who are at the end. It makes sense because they've gone through this journey and they've had the results. But I think that it's really important to address how it feels to be in the middle, where you're not done yet, you're really frustrated, you're kind of tired, and you're wondering, will this ever end? And so I wanted to share my story, which is not sexy. It's a hot mess. It is a story filled with frustration, determination, perseverance, tears, and laughter. It's been very scary at times financially. And I think that a lot of people will get value out of hearing that they're not the only person who is involved in a really long-term debt repayment process. I actually started interviewing people on the Michelle is Money Hungry podcast actually to discuss long-term debt repayment stories. Candace Marie is a person I spoke with. She's fantastic. She's from Young Yet Wise. I spoke with Dr. Jen, who paid off $1.3 million, I think. And obviously with that kind of those numbers, she took years to do that. And I wanted to empower and reassure those of you who have been on a long journey that it will be worth it, and that your perseverance is needed to keep focused, and that there are other people who are, you know, walking in your shoes. So please do check that out. I also mentioned that I'm a networking ninja. Imagine me like trying to fight someone, but not really. So I love networking. I can't even begin to tell you how much I love networking, but I love networking in the least traditional way possible. I meet new people. If I, like, every single day I leave my house, I meet someone new. In fact, it's to the point where I always have to have my cards with me because I'm never sure who I'm going to meet in the most random situations you've ever thought of. And on Tuesday, I will be running a webinar talking about how I meet people and how my network helped me make $10,000 more in a year, specifically in a year, a couple years ago when I really needed the money because I just started working for myself as a self-employed person. So I want to kind of help you by sharing some of the things that I did well, some of the things that helped me leverage my network, and things that you can do to grow your income as well. You can check that out on my Instagram page. So I'll go live in my Instagram feed at Michelle is Money Hungry. So you can just go there on Instagram on Tuesday. I haven't 100% decided what time I will go live. I'm thinking it'll be 6 p.m. Mountain time. Not even thinking. I know it will be 6 p.m. Mountain time because that is the time that I announced on Instagram. And finally, if you are in the Denver metro region on June 9th, if you're in Denver, make sure you check out the Road to Financial Wellness. I'm so excited. Jason Vitug from Frugal, P-H-R-O-O-G-A-L, is bringing his Financial Road to Wellness tour to Denver. And we're going to have an amazing afternoon of conversation, brunch. It's going to be awesome. And it's hosted at Porchlight Realty. So if you're in Denver, please do check that out. I will share the Eventbrite link in the show notes. Following speakers will be speaking at this event: myself, Jason Vitug from Frugal again, John and David from the Debt Free Guys, and Mindy Jensen from 1500 Days and Bigger Pockets. So it should be really good day to talk about money and different topics that you may be concerned with and wondering about. That is it for today. I am very tired because I'm on my miracle morning, but also on Saturday, I woke up to watch the royal wedding. I loved it. I will admit that I was very curious to see how they were going to incorporate the American sensibilities into the wedding. I've actually been a bridesmaid in an actual English wedding where, like, it was held outside of London. And so I was like, how is this going to work? And I will admit, I thought the wedding was amazing. Wow, I loved it. I loved every second of it. It was the light thing that I needed after all the heavy crap that's always in the news. So I really enjoyed it. I woke up early, and I want to leave you guys with this point. If you woke up at 3 a.m. Mountain Time like I did, or 3 a.m. whatever time you are living at, whatever time zone you're in, why aren't you waking up early to work on your dream life? Seriously. So I have friends, not even a friend, I have friends who woke up for years at 4:30 in the morning to work on their best life. They are now making over six figures a year. And I'm talking plural, several people. They had a short season of sacrifice and focus, and then it was really worth it for them. Not everyone wants to wake up early, but if you are saying that you don't have the time to focus on you, it may be that you need to wake up early so that you can. I want you to live your best life. Sometimes there's a short season where you have to make some sacrifices, which could include waking up a little earlier than you would like, but giving yourself some time to focus on the things that will move your trajectory forward. I work for myself. Don't you think I would love to wake up at 9 o'clock every day? Well, no, that's not what I'm doing. I'm waking up early so that I can make sure that I come first during my day, and then I can be fully present when I am working on projects or working on monetizing my websites or whatever it is that I'm working on. So thank you guys so much for listening to today's show. I tend to do these types of shows every other week or every couple of weeks where I just talk about something personal to me. Thank you so much for listening. Again, today I'm a little tired, so forgive me. And if you watched the wedding, let me know what you thought. So email me at michelleismoneyhungry@gmail.com. If you're interested in a 20-minute strategy session to work on how to network at your next event, please do also email me as well. Or you can schedule a time with the link that I will share. So have a great day. Take care. Bye.